Major Andrew Holliday, a leader with the Black Watch, reports that just within months, many of these men were fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan.
We're talking Helmand province, Kandahar province, etc. And it was a pretty tough tour in many ways. It was extremely busy, and it was a case of being flown in by helicopter, oftentimes landing, fighting for 5 days, and then being picked up by helicopter and returning to base, where we were able to get a warm shower, get some warm food in us before we deployed a couple of days later to do much the same thing. We spent about 7 months doing that. So the Black Watch is very much frontline soldiers.
Not only are they frontline soldiers trained in modern tactical military maneuvers, but they also are upholding a tradition that stretches back centuries, a tradition that helps solidify the bonds among these young men.
The soldiers in Black Watch are, as they have been for the last couple hundred years, all recruited from the same area. And that area is found just to the north of Edinburgh, and it's in a place called Fife. Now, I think that's one of the things that makes us particularly unique as a battalion. It is, I think, the fact that we've recruited from a relatively small area, a small regional area for so long, gives us a real sense of kinship or brotherhood that you really just can't replicate in everyday military training. So my soldiers come to me already having friendships with the guys that they're serving alongside, and I think that gives us a particular strength.
We spoke with Major Holliday as the unit arrived in Boston to launch a North American tour that will take them the entire length of the United States, ending in March in California. Along the way, they will not only play in Kentucky and much of the Midwest, but also hit spots in the Pacific Northwest and the Deep South. Such a cultural exploration will be a first for many of these soldiers. They will get a glimpse of this country that few Americans have experienced, but they'll also get to sample some of the best culture and food of each region. So, coming from Scotland, an area well known for its whiskey, is the Major looking forward to sampling Kentucky bourbon?
I could tell you many stories, all of which would probably result in me being whisked back to the United Kingdom. Some of my soldiers have been perusing the local brews. I'm not sure that we've got bourbon whiskey yet. They're still very much stuck on their more traditional whiskeys, although they did encounter moonshine in South Carolina, some more successfully than others.
The drums and pipes of the Black Watch team up in concert with another military regimental band in the Royal Scots Guard at the EKU Center for the Arts Friday night. Information is at ekucenter.com.